Debug the hive, kick back, clear your mind.
Oracle announced cuts to roughly 21,000 jobs as it redirects cash into large-scale AI and cloud projects. Welcome to Debug the Hype. I'm Alex Morgan, and this show is not affiliated with Reddit or any subreddit. Today's date is July 24th, 2026. That headcount move is the hook for a bigger pattern: expensive AI buildouts, stressed balance sheets, and traders getting burned.
A post on the Wall Street Bets subreddit titled "Elon Has Ruined Me" drew more than 11,600 upvotes and thousands of comments after a retail trader said a leveraged bet tied to Elon Musk-linked assets wiped them out. The concrete lesson in the thread was simple. Options and concentrated positions can erase savings in a session when volatility spikes. The community's advice ranged from practical, diversify, set stop limits, to blunt humor. Watch this one as a reminder that big personalities still move retail portfolios. Japan's currency slid to about 163 yen per dollar, its weakest level since the late 1980s, a move traders say reflects a stronger US dollar, higher treasury yields, and rising oil prices. Tokyo officials have warned they're prepared to intervene, and that tension matters because a weaker yen can raise import costs and local inflation while helping exporters. If you have exposure to global stocks or travel plans, keep an eye on officials' next statements and any coordinated market action. Intel reported $16.1 billion in revenue for Q2, up 25% year-over-year, driven by a 59% surge in its data center and AI unit to about $6.3 billion, and beat analyst EPS estimates. Management said demand is outpacing supply, and they're ramping CapEx to expand foundry and server capacity, which is why margins and execution will be key next quarter. This is one to watch if you want to play on the compute side of the AI buildout.
Oracle's move to cut roughly 21,000 roles is not a one-off cost management headline. It's a signal that the AI infrastructure race is starting to reshape corporate finances and labor markets at the same time. The company framed the cuts around a pivot: heavy spending on cloud and an OpenAI-linked data center project in Wisconsin that, according to reporting, could require more than $7 billion in collateral just to connect to the grid. Bloomberg's debt risk measure on the firm reportedly hit a record high as markets reacted, and the stock has been down sharply this year. Those are concrete, measurable strains: big upfront capital, higher credit risk, and the hard arithmetic of turning CapEx plans into revenue. Here's why that combination matters. Building the physical infrastructure for generative AI services isn't cheap. We're talking data centers, chips, networking, power hookups, and long lead times. And that drives two tensions at once. First, firms either borrow more or burn through cash to fund expansion, which raises credit, interest cost, and covenant exposure. Second, investors watch free cash flow and margins, so heavy CapEx can compress reported profitability even when revenue grows. For the company in question, executives have said the quarter required trade-offs, for example, pushing capital into long-lived assets now rather than returning cash to shareholders.
Those trade-offs show up in the labor market, too. Cutting a reported 13% of the workforce is a blunt lever to lower near-term operating expenses, but it also risks eroding institutional knowledge and delaying product roadmaps. Reddit discussions reflected this polarity. Some commenters said the company is doing what's necessary to compete for generative AI workloads, while others argued AI is a convenient public rationale when the board needs to justify layoffs. Both sides have a point. It is an arms race for compute, and it is also a political and PR shield when cuts are made. Now, flip the mirror to a large public company that just reported a mixed quarter and is drawing a different market verdict. A car maker that posted record deliveries but missed profit expectations, produced roughly $28.2 billion in revenue and about $1.1 billion in GAAP net income. and saw shares sell off sharply. Management emphasized progress on manufacturing and AI initiatives, but investors honed in on higher capital spending for projects like robotaxis and humanoid robotics and punished the earnings shortfall. The company reportedly returned to negative free cash flow for the first time in more than 2 years, and headlines focused on that gap between growth rhetoric and immediate cash generation.
Put those two developments next to each other and a pattern emerges. Corporate America is choosing to front-load investment in AI and adjacent hardware projects, and markets and lenders are increasingly asking for proof that those bets pay back quickly. That scrutiny can look different depending on the company's business model. A cloud or software vendor needs enormous data center scale to host large models, which has high fixed costs but potentially sticky revenue once customers lock in. A manufacturer that is pivoting into ambitious new product lines faces both manufacturing scale risk and the challenge of monetizing new technologies at high margins. Credit markets amplify the pressure. When lenders and bond markets get nervous, borrowing costs rise or additional collateral is demanded. That $7 billion number for a grid connection is a striking example. And higher financing costs can force firmer decisions: slow a project, cut costs, or both. For companies with sizable cash hoards, parking money in short-term treasuries can look prudent, but it doesn't pay the bills for AI projects that require specialized facilities and long procurement cycles. That's why you're seeing simultaneous headlines: layoffs in one place, ramping CapEx in another, and investor rotations into chip and infrastructure suppliers elsewhere. Retail investors are feeling the ripple effects in a very human way. On community forums, a high engagement thread told the story of a person who said they were wiped out after doubling down on an asset tied to a high-profile founder. That post pulled thousands of sympathetic and critical comments. The mechanics are important. Leveraged options or concentrated stock positions magnify headline shocks. When a company's quarter disappoints or guidance shifts because management needs to spend on long-term AI ambitions, that can trigger outsized intraday moves. We've seen single-session option gains and losses in the neighborhood of more than 100% in either direction. Those extreme moves create very real winners and losers among retail traders. What should investors and workers actually do with this pattern? There are three practical implications. First, for investors, treat AI CapEx as a multiplier on existing risk, not as a guaranteed earnings lever. Heavy CapEx can mean durable advantage, but it also increases the chance of margin compression and liquidity stress. Second, for employees, when a company signals a heavy pivot into AI buildouts, ask directly about runway and execution. How will the new investments be phased, and what performance metrics will define success? Third, for policymakers and markets, these shifts raise systemic questions about how credit, labor, and technology policy interact. If many large firms front-load CapEx at once and banks tighten, the contagion could be broader than a single sector.
There are winners inside the build-out story, and one to watch is the chip in server supply chain. A chipmaker just reported one of its strongest sales jumps in 15 years, $16.1 billion in revenue, with a 59% increase in its data center and AI business to about $6.3 billion. That's an example of a company benefiting directly from the same demand that is pressuring others' balance sheets. But that success also comes with its own caveats. Supply constraints and intensive capital spending on foundries mean execution and customer wins will determine whether gains are sustainable. Finally, the human and market narratives diverge. For investors and analysts, the conversation is numbers and timelines: cash flow, collateral, yield curves. For workers and retail traders, the story is lived: jobs lost, lifelong savings evaporated overnight, and communities adjusting to new surveillance and labor realities. Those two narratives will collide in earnings calls, credit agreements, and municipal budgets over the next year. And how companies communicate outcomes, not just their ambitions, will shape who pays for the AI arms race.
If companies keep choosing rapid AI scale over near-term margins, expect more high-stakes trade-offs,
layoffs, collateral demands, and volatile stock moves that ripple into everyday portfolios. I'm Alex Morgan, Debug the Hype.
Debug the Hype,
where the builders talk it through.
Oh yeah,
from the glitch to the glow, every line, every clue.
Debug the Hype,
tune in, take that ride.